WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan has 657 new cases of COVID-19 to bring that total to 84,707. The state on Wednesday reported two more deaths for a total of 6,221. Locally, Berrien County has 15 new cases for a total of 1,135, with no deaths to leave that total at 65. Six more people have fallen ill in Cass County, putting that number at 283 with 11 dead. Van Buren County has 9 new cases to bring that total to 386 with 10 dead. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says racism is a public health crisis in Michigan. She's created the Black Leadership Advisory Council.
This is the first advisory council of its kind, focusing on African American issues in Michigan. And I'm proud to work closely with leaders like those here today to build a more just and equitable state.
Under the new executive order, Whitmer asked the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to make health equity a major goal, as well as to require implicit bias training for all state employees. Congressman Fred Upton is good to go when it comes to running for another term. He handily defeated a Republican primary challenger, Elena Olke, this week. Upton told us before the polls closed, he thinks Southwest Michigan voters want him to continue working with others to help the nation through the COVID-19 crisis.
People know me. They know that I'm bipartisan. I'm a problem solver. I want to work to get things done. I want to return life to normal. And that means we need to continue to make giant strides in finding a vaccine, working together.
Upton says the coming campaign will highlight the need to put people over politics. He'll be facing Democrat John Hoadley, a state representative from Kalamazoo, in November. Hoadley edged out opponent Jen Richardson in Tuesday's Democratic primary. Pauline Wentzel is thanking the voters for her win in Tuesday's primary. As for her intentions in November's general election, she's currently not really concerned.
I'm just focusing on the job. Michigan's got a lot of difficulties ahead, covering from our shutdown and our economy, loss of jobs, and just working on getting things going again safely.
She added, it's a bit weird not to have any sessions in Lansing this week due to the COVID-19 positive test for State Senator Tom Barrett.
We're being cautious, and one of the senators did test positive, and so we were waiting on the Senate to send some things over for us to vote on, and since they shut down, we didn't have much to vote on, so because we were waiting for them.
Wenzel will face Chokwe Pitchford in November. Two people are in critical condition while a third is listed in stable after a triple shooting in Benton Harbor on Tuesday. The Benton Harbor Department of Public Safety says officers were called to the scene of a two-vehicle crash in the 1100 block of McAllister around 5 p.m. There, they found two gunshot victims. The victims were transported to Spectrum Health Lakeland Hospital in St. Joseph. Officers then learned that a third victim had already driven to the hospital. The investigation revealed the shootings had occurred prior to the crash and that the suspect's vehicle had gotten away. Police have not yet identified suspects and ask anyone with information to contact them. The Michigan State Police and the Berrien County Sheriff's Office responded to assist with processing the crime scenes. The Benton Township Police Department is investigating a shooting that occurred on Wednesday evening along Agard Street. It says officers were sent to the scene in the 1300 block of Agard around 7:15. They found the victim lying on the ground with a gunshot wound to the abdomen and learned there had been a dice game taking place in a driveway when a dispute broke out. The suspect pulled out a handgun and fired a shot at the ground near the victim's feet. He then fired another shot, hitting the victim in the abdomen. The suspect then ran off while firing additional shots. The victim, a 33-year-old white male, was taken to Spectrum Health Lakeland Hospital in St. Joseph for treatment. The suspect, described as a black male, has not been found. Police ask anybody with information on the incident to contact them. Six Michigan State Police troopers are now assigned to the city of Benton Harbor to help keep the peace this summer. The Benton Harbor Department of Public Safety announced on Tuesday it's invoking the Governor's Secure Cities Initiative to request extra state police help. The department says there has been an influx of public disorder in the form of large gatherings and incessant speeding and racing in the city of Benton Harbor, adding young adults gather in large crowds all over the city, with groups sometimes into the hundreds. They play loud music, twerk on top of cars, shoot guns in the air, and are a general menace to the peace and tranquility of the residential neighborhoods. To help combat the problem, Michigan State Police will be assisting in patrolling the community for the next several weeks. Benton Harbor City Commissioners and residents in recent weeks have been asking the Public Safety Department to do something about the summer disturbances. An incident involving the use of force by a Berrien County Sheriff's deputy is being investigated by the department. The incident occurred in Niles on Tuesday when a woman broadcast over Facebook a confrontation involving the deputy and another woman. The video shows the deputy has the woman on the ground while she yells for help.
Stop fighting!
I'm not fighting! You were on me!
Come on.
The deputy tells the woman to stop fighting as witnesses gather around. Eventually, the woman was handcuffed. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey said in a statement on Wednesday, the 39-year-old Niles area woman had been stopped for a traffic violation when she provided false information about her identity. When the deputy determined she wasn't going to give up her real name, he tried to handcuff her, and she resisted. The woman was later taken to the hospital for treatment for minor injuries and then taken to the Berrien County Jail on charges of resisting and obstructing, possession of meth, driving on a suspended license, and having an open container. Bailey says an investigation is underway that will include a review of videos and other evidence. The Facebook video of the incident in question has more than 30,000 views as of Wednesday afternoon. As Congress continues to debate another COVID-19 relief package, one Detroit area lawmaker is stressing urgency as the pandemic continues.
It is not going the way that it should. We know we need to do something. The chairman of the Federal Reserve said we need to be investing. We need to be extending unemployment. We need to be investing in protecting our small businesses, helping people not have to worry about eviction, helping make sure that we are giving aid to local governments who have to worry about school and are worried about public health emergencies.
That's Dearborn Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who's campaigning for a third term in Washington. WSJM News is sponsored by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolfe.